All right, here we go. DU Radio, once again, on the airwaves, in your headphones, on your BlackBerry, whatever it is you're listening to, radio.dominican.edu. So in the tournament, we are just getting finished with the Holy Names and Westmont Warriors men's game. And just so you guys know, Westmont was victorious in that. Holy Names, one of the big competitors with the Penguins in the Cal Pack. Not a good competition right there for Westmont. Westmont and the men Penguins came into a six-point matchup at the end of last night.
They just said the mascot name. It was something like the Deacons or the Beacons or something that sounded like that.
I almost want to say Deacons because this is Northwest Christian College,
yes. Well, Beacons wouldn't make any sense.
Beacons wouldn't make plenty of sense
no.
if they were on the coast, but
they definitely don't have any kind of light watchtower symbol on their jerseys either.
No,
so
I think that'd be a pretty bad symbol, personally.
So we'll call them the Northwest Christian College Deacons in the blue and gold. Starting lineup's coming for them right now. Number 2, Jackie Lipp, a 5'6 junior out of Eugene, Oregon. Number 12, Emily Gray, the center. She's at 6 foot, a junior from Eugene as well. And then there's Amy Kroll, 5'5. She's a senior from Glide, Oregon. And then there's Mackenzie Gamby, a 5'10 junior from Junction City, Oregon. And then there's Kristen Nelson, the 5'5 senior from Staten, Oregon. And now your Dominican Lady Penguins by head coach Brianna Chambers in her first season with the Penguins. T-shirts going out as the Penguins get their starting lineups going on. Number 4, Sasha Krumick, the sophomore guard out of San Francisco, California. Alicia Flatten at number 20. She'll be the point guard for this evening. She's a 5'6 sophomore out of Hayward, California. And then there's Jennifer Jackson, number 25. She's a senior, 5'6", out of Inglewood, California. And then 44 is Olivia Williams. She's a sophomore from Vallejo, 5'10 is her height, English major. And then number 45 is Karina Kwam, a sophomore, 5'9", out of Auburn, Washington. So the tip-off just about to come here, 6:17 the time. Williams going up right now against Emily Gray of Northwest. So the Deacons, as we have called them, will be moving from our left to our right here in the opulent broadcasting booth. And so thank you, listeners, whether you're from San Fran or Japan, listening worldwide. Northwest College taking a lot of time on their first possession here. Emily Gray holding the ball up against Olivia Williams. It's a whistle and a travel. So a quick turnover by Northwest Christian right there. So ladies and gentlemen, we've got DJ E, DJ B, who is on the AOL Instant Messenger. And she is going to be helping out with production and a little bit of color tonight, along with DJ E. She's making sure we have the right music going on. So after a quick full court press and turnover by the Penguins, it's the Deacons with another missed shot. 0-0. Olivia Williams about to go baseline on that one. She missed her layup underneath the boards. So in transition, Northwest tries to find Amy Kroll under the hoop. And she gets the ball slapped away. And it'll be a personal foul. Check that. That'll be the first personal foul on Jennifer Jackson. And it will be a side out here. Jackie Lipp to inbound for the Deacons. Emily Gray took the shot. It was off the front of the rim, rebounded by Northwest. So the Penguins will have to buckle down and play some defense here, as Northwest has played some quick ball early on here. Emily Gray posting up a big shot, comes off the heel, and Flatten comes down with it. She stumbles towards the Penguin cheerleaders. And another call as the umpire, the official shows
the
up.
The referee. The umpire.
Thank you very much. Our officials tonight signaling the NAIA rules in this game. Jennifer Jackson takes the pass from Krumick just beyond the halfway line. Flattened now at the top. She's got bandages all up her right leg. As Williams gets the ball at the top of the arc. Flattened for three.
Ooh, that was a good one.
A very good swish right there. Solid shooting. Gotta love to see that one early on. First points of the game, 3-0. Penguins in top. Jennifer Jackson working on Amy Kroll. Northwest swings around to the right. Gamby. Taking a three-point shot there. No good. Whistle called. Timeout. Time for more of that radio.dominican.edu music. So things just getting underway. Kind of slow start. Only 3 points in the first 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. The Penguins working on defense. A couple turnovers early on, though.
Which was strange.
Well, I think it's just across the board. It's a little after... So it's at 6:20 here in the gym, and I think that everybody's like a little groggy from after their dinner.
That's true.
But, but you know, what's that, GG?
Their Northwest defense was just standing there while we got a three-point shot, which is fine by me, but...
I mean, you saw that three-point shot, though. It was nothing but net. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
So, once again, the Deacons pushing some full-court press. Jackson... taking it down the court, tries to get it inside to Karina Kwom, and Northwest on a quick transition brings the ball to Kristen Nelson on the right side. They find it inside to Emily Gray.
Ooh.
And she'll fall to the floor on a whistle.
That was a three-sided sandwich for the Penguins.
So it'll
very
be
nicely played.
Possession Penguins as they once again meet some full court press. Jackson taking the inbound pass. Olivia Williams takes it just about halfway, and Krumick will push it up the left side. She picks up a double team. And they swing it out to Jackson on the right side arc for three.
Oh, for another three-pointer. That was beautiful.
She sinks a beautiful tray ball. 6-0 the Penguins lead at this point. Penguins haven't even gone inside for a two bucket yet.
I don't think they need to.
So Kroll now passing it off to Kristen Nelson for the Deacons. It'll be tossed over. Deacons finally using some inside pass, and they give it to Emily Gray, the six-footer. She'll have a turnaround jumper for an easy two. That's the Deacons' first points of the game. Jackson finds Williams underneath. Big swipe across the top by Emily Gray. That's good for a foul. Williams knows it, and she'll go to the line for two. 6-2, the Penguins lead at this point. And substitutions coming in. This will be Lori Renner coming in for the Deacons. Northwest.
Very nice.
Williams sinks that first shot. 17 minutes exactly on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. We've got plenty of fans already in here for this Dominican tournament, as the men's game will be following just after this. Williams sinks the second one. Very good shot right there. Penguins now pushing full court, just like the Deacons. Krumick up there on defense. And now Lori Renner will handle the ball up the right side to get it inside to Gamby.
Ooh.
Gamby, I want to call her Gumby. She looks pretty flexible out there. But speaking of inflexibility, Northwest turns the ball over once again on their offensive end of the ball. We'll see how things go tonight. As Krumick now to inbound into three Deacons on the Penguin half of the ball. Jennifer Jackson is sandwiched by a couple Deacons, and it falls into Karina's hands. Kwom on the floor. They swing it out to Alicia Flatton, who drive baseline, tried to find Olivia Williams on the underside of the hoop, and bounced out of bounds. 16:31 remaining in the first half here. Plenty of time to go. 8-2, the Penguin lead at this point. So Kroll to walk it across in the slowest transition of the game. Then she drives the lane, gets right past Kwom, and it bounces around on the heel. She'll follow it up for her own rebound, and Northwest gets a second chance on the three-point attempt. Lip is missed, and they get a quick put back off the rebound. And the Penguins trying to push it back the other way just as fast. Krumick to Kwom is no good. The intended pass is dropped, and a whistle's called. Substitutes coming in now. Gamby is out. In comes another Deacon. I didn't catch which one. So the Penguins will have to work up a little more defense. And they've been dynamite on offense early on here. as Northwest has committed another turnover. Jennifer Jackson will take this one for an easy layup. 10-4 now. The Penguins on top. Quick transition back into play. Jackson playing full court press once again. And she gets Amy Kroll to step out of bounds. That'll be another turnover in favor of the Penguins. 15-41 on the halftime. On the clock till halftime. Flatten will take the ball up the right wing and finds Jackson to bounce it inside to Simone Schellmeyer, who's come in on that last whistle.
And another beautiful three-pointer right there.
Flatten fired up an amazing three-pointer. 13-4 now, the Penguin lead. Dynamite shooting so far by the Penguins.
You know, I'd say that the Penguins were very hot, but I think it'd be more appropriate to say that they're ice cold tonight. They're not showing Westmont any mercy. Northwest, rather.
Good call, DJB. So Williams came down with that last rebound from the missed Northwest shot. Williams then takes it to the other half of the court and drives into two Deacons. She draws a personal foul. And so possession goes to the Northwest Deacons. So the inbound goes to Jackie Lipp. And she'll meet full court pressure from Sasha Krumick. Krumick able to underhand the ball out of her hands. But nonetheless, it goes right into Emily Gray, who goes right to the backboard for an easy two. Jackson getting the ball right at the Penguin logo. Flatten now driving into the lane. Draws all four Deacons. Flatten comes out to the left wing this time.
Three-pointer. Oh, my gosh.
Exact same three-pointer. Opposite side of the court. 16-6 now, the Penguin lead.
I think
Beautiful.
It was a two-pointer. She was on the line.
Check that, but if they count it for three, either way, DJE.
Oh, well.
We'll take that.
More points for us.
So, either way, Flatten shooting very beautifully from the wings early on in this match.
You know, I saw her practicing that right before the game. She was doing all her two- and three-pointers. Very, very clean. Very, very smooth. She had almost nothing but net for almost 2 minutes, two, three, four, 5 minutes there that she was shooting, being helped out by some of her other teammates. I think Dominican is just absolutely on fire tonight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, timeout called at 14-24 by Northwest, who's down by 10 early on in this matchup. So Penguins showing some very good dominance, but it's been a couple mistakes by Northwest to give that up, and Penguins are definitely making them pay for it. Three balls raining here, just like it is outside, ladies and gentlemen, in the Common Rec Center. Thank you for listening. Radio.Dominican.edu. Here we go. Back into play. And so Kristen Nelson inbounds for the Northwest Deacons. She'll have the ball on the left side. She drives into the lane, meets Olivia Williams, pops it out to Gray, and Gray has another easy two. She loves that right side of the backboard. And Penguins get it past the Northwest full court press. And the Penguins now have to work the slowest set of the night as Williams stumbles with the ball. And Krumick now on the right wing hands it back to Williams. Flatten comes around the backside for a tailback handoff. Flatten now drives the lane, goes up with a left-handed layup, and it goes way off the top of the rim, but she gets a foul called. And looks like that call will be going against Lip. Flatten now goes to the line for two shots.
That's what you need. You need those foul calls.
Exactly. 17-8. The Penguins with a 9-point lead at this point. So, ladies and gentlemen, still pouring into the Conlin Rec Center. Men's game just to follow after this one. Women's looking very solid here in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Flatten sinks her second one, 18-8. And the Penguins will drop back into defense here. It's been a very quick game, high scoring so far. Gray now with at the corner of the key. She'll pass it off to Kroll. Check that, that's Renner at the top. Jackson playing some feisty defense right there, just about took away a pass. And Gray, once again, working the inside. She goes straight up the middle to the hoop for another two. 18-10, the Penguin lead. Flatten takes it up the left side, finds Jackson in the left corner. Her pass to Schellmeyer is mishandled. Flatten recovers it. 13-10 on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. 15 on the shot. Flatten now, drives to the left side, just outside of the key. That has to find Williams. 9 seconds on the clock, and Williams is stripped of it by Jackie Lib. She'll find Gray inside, who misses it around her ankles. And that pass, bounce pass, very low. Just under 13 here to go. And Krumick now to inbounds as the Penguins have to deal with 3-on-2 situation there. Jackson now trotting across the right side of the court as they move from my right to my left. Jackson showing some very fancy ball handling right there. Although she, right as I say that, she mishandles the ball and gets called to go for the Penguins. So it'll be the Penguins bringing it out. Sasha Krumick could turn around and say hi to head coach Charlie Olds of the Deacons. Jackson, an 18-foot jump shot. Check that. That's not exactly 18 feet. That's about 12 feet out. 12:32 on the clock, and the Penguins retain possession in the corner. Flatten has to jog over and take the ball, and the Penguins have another chance to score right here. Flatten gives it to Krumick on the left side, and she drives in. She was well away from the key and had a jump shot, but no good. So Gamby now has a jump stop. She turns around for a fadeaway. It's no good. Krumick and Jackson in on the rebound. Schellmeyer to Flatten as Flatten pushes it up to the left side. She'll cross over. Finds all four four. But she gathers so much attention right there in the middle of the key. Penguins now up 20-10. Schellmeyer working on Lori Renner. Schellmeyer fights for that rebound. Great job right there. Renner missed her layup. And Flatten now finds Jackson out in the right corner for three, and it's just long for an air ball. Jackie Lip just lets it bounce out. 11:45. And on the whistle, Karina Kalm will be subbing in for Sasha Krumick. So the Penguins with a solid lead here. 11:45 in the first half on the clock. Also checking in is not on the roster, number 33. Don't have a name on that one. I talked to the head coach, Charlie Olds, and he said everyone's on there is going to play. He didn't tell me there'd be an extra gal. So 33 for Northwest is in, and she'll be playing guard, it looks like. Also in, Elise Gray, number 21. Boy, we're going to have, looks like a pair of sisters again. Has some siblings on the men's team, so I'm going to have to differentiate. Elise Gray in there at a very tall position, just like Emily Gray. And so it's ball out, possession Penguins. Schellmeyer to inbounds here. Northwest still with that full court press. As they haven't hurt the Penguins a whole lot with that. Just made the game go a lot quicker. And so I was saying, Elise Gray takes that ball, intercepts one from Flatten. Flatten's passing, not what it has been, but still solid nonetheless. And so the Deacons have to pass it around here, trying to find an easy shot. Penguins haven't given up a few tonight. Lip has to get a turnaround put back. And Elise Gray, boy, she might get an MVP for a couple minutes here, because she came up with the interception and the putback right there. So 2012, the Penguins on top. Olivia Williams found by Jennifer Jackson in the right corner. Her shot bounces just off the back of the rim. And so the Deacons will have it back on the on their offensive end. Elise Gray from three-point range. Boy, oh boy, 5-11 shooting from three-point range. Makes it a five-point game. The Penguins 20, the Deacons 15. 10:25 on the clock, and the Penguins cheerleaders flood the court.
So wow, that's a really intense how long was that, 20 minutes?
Just about 10 minutes.
Just about 10 minutes. I'm sorry, just flying, time is flying so fast here. You got to see a bunch of girls running up and down the court. I mean, a flood of mix of colors and sweat, definitely. I mean, I don't think I've ever sweat that much in my life, J-Will. How about you?
I actually have sweat just as much when you put on shoulder pads and a uniform. It does get that way. So I know why this ground has to be cleaned up so often. as these girls will be sweating and the men will be sweating on after this, because just so you know, in this tournament, men have come on for games beforehand as well. So action just about to resume. The Penguins will be tossing in by Simone Schellmeyer. And Flatten will take it up the left side. She's very close to the line. Gets the ball bobbled out of her hands. She regains it. Finds a Williams underneath the hoop. But the ball's knocked out of her hands. And it'll be Northwest ball. 10:15 on the clock. And the Penguins have a little work to do. Again, as Northwest knows they can play with the Penguins now. 5 points away. Jennifer Jackson working on Amy Kroll. Kroll and Jackson, two of the seniors on both squads right now. And the Deacons trying to get inside once again, where the Penguins don't exactly have, where they are evenly matched up in height. And the Deacons get a rebound, but the unnamed player, number 33, I want to guess it's Jenica Crocker. She's number 32 on the roster, but can't put that in stone. So don't hold me to that, ladies and gentlemen. So the easy basket as Penguins kind of faltered in and allowed a Deacon drive right there. So we'll see how the Penguins answer. 20-17. It'll be an unforced turnover right there as Flatten got called.
She's got to be really careful with that knee out there, because I know how bad it is to have a hurt knee, and it's not pretty.
Check that. An illegal screen on Simone Schellmeyer. That'll bring her out, and Sasha Krumek comes back in. So the Penguins, once again, have to play a little defense here. Their lead is just 3 right here, just after halfway point in the first half, if that makes sense. Olivia Williams comes up with a rebound on that missed Northwest shot. Krumek now on the deep side of the court. She'll have her shot go just off the front of the rim. And the Deacons, once again, in quick transition. Kroll taking the reins, trying to get a quick basket on the Penguins. She's calling the offense, and Elise Gray working up on Olivia Williams. She's held it for 5 seconds. And so, not a very often call, because usually players are quick to get the ball out of their hands. And so the official will have the ball, hand the ball to Sasha Krumek on the right side, just in front of the radio booth here. Williams to take the inbounds, and Flatten now on the right side, dribbles about, takes the crosshand, and Penguins swinging it inside to Olivia Williams, who goes underneath the basket, gets bopped over the head or something, and her shot went just south of the hoop. So Northwest Christian once again pushing it ahead, but the Penguins an excellent transition defense, able to stop any kind of transition points right there. Great move from Kroll, and she gets a clean jump shot as she shook her defender and had a clean two. So lead is now 1 point, as the Penguins need to, boy, they came from a 10-point deficit as the Deacons are fighting back here. 8 minutes to go. Quam with a standing shot, and that one just off the heel of the bucket. And the Penguins once again playing on defense. I'd like to see them play more offense right here. Quam comes back and defends against Kristen Nelson, but it's no good as she gets called for a personal foul. And so Northwest will have it at the baseline. She's got, check that. That is Nelson coming out for Jenica Crocker. That can't be. Lift is taking the inbounds. So get that. Crocker is in the game. She does wear 32. I don't know who 33 is anymore. And so Northwest finds a good jump shot just beyond the corner of the key. It's 21-20 now. Northwest Christian College in the lead. 7:41 remaining in the first half. And just a reminder here, the Penguins are playing with just 7 uniformed players. Jessica Mock, Renee Davis, Vanessa Miller, Kelsey Janouche, and Raquel Gomez are all out of action for tonight. So Penguins players seen plenty of minutes here in this tournament matchup. 21-20. Penguins showing a lot of competition right here. So flattened out. Brings it up, back up the left side. As she will get called before her chance to shoot. 1-2 as the referee holds up his signal. 7:32 on the clock. The Penguins are in the foul bonus. They will shoot free throws just like this for the remainder of the half. And Flatten sinks another one. So, ladies and gentlemen, 21-21, the blackjack tie-up right now. Flatten can take that off with a 1 point right there. 22-21, the Penguins in the lead. So, the full court press has ceased for the moment as Flatten drops back on defense. Williams on Gray, and Gray with a great pass right there inside to Mackenzie Gamby. And she was just inside Quam and made an easy two out of it. And so the lead goes back to Northwest Christian. And Flatten now tries inside but has to back off and comes towards the halfway line. Krumick now on the left side is absolutely squished by Elise Gray. And Krumick kind of fell over right there. I don't know exactly what happened, but
they pushed her out.
And she wasn't even that close to the out of bounds, but she will go to the line. And 7 minutes on the clock here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, DJE, DJB alongside. Contact us on AOL Instant Messenger with DC Radio. Krumick sinks her first shot, 23-all. So we're going to have plenty of lead changes, it seems, in the first half here, as we have seen already. Krumick's second one is up and in. Not the prettiest shot, but it scores a point nonetheless. And so the Penguins once again with a 1 point lead. Jennifer Jackson working on Amy Kroll as she zigzags across. Lip then crosses over, jump passes it out to Gamby on the left side. And Crocker gets a walk called her on her. She's the only Northwest Christian College Deacon with an undershirt. She wears 32. And the Penguins get it inbound to Jennifer Jackson in the quickest transition shot right here as Williams took up the left side. Got it to bounce out. And Northwest rebounded. So Gamby to Crocker and then out to Kroll in the left side. Northwest retaining that passing. Flatten nearly knocked it away from Lip right there. And the jump shot from about 10 feet out from Kroll scores another two, and the Northwest Christian has the lead again. Quick turnover on Krumick right there, and the shot from the Deacons is in and out. Jackson with comes down with the rebound. She has Williams underneath. She goes up for an easy bucket right there. Great transition shot. 26-25. Penguins back in the top. 5:55 on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. The men's team set to tip off just following this game. Lip will walk it back across as both teams have gone back to half court. And the work of Gamby is good for... It would have been good for a basket if it weren't for the whistle. So Quam will come out. Shelly Klemenko comes in. Klemenko wears number 15. She's a sophomore as well, and Flatten will take this inbounds pass from her up the right side. Jackson takes it from the right wing across the key. She's mauled on her way up. She sat right down on the common floor with the ball taken away from her, and it'll be Northwest ball. 5:27 left on the clock. So this first half getting through very smoothly, very high scoring on both teams. And Northwest goes underside to Lip. And she gets a call before her shot can land anywhere. And she'll go to the line. That'll be a personal foul on Klemenko. The first personal foul of the game, as indicated by our scores table, ladies and gentlemen. So, big sounds coming out of the Dominican cheerleaders as Lip sinks her first one. Tie game once again, 26-all. 5:16 on the clock. And 6:45 on your Pacific Standard Time.
I think they were saying mess up.
That may be it. That would be a decent cheer at that point. Simone Schellmeyer coming down with a rebound on the second miss from Lip. And Jackson now finally comes back to handle the ball across the halfway line. She'll pass it off to Flatten from the right side. Flatten, a little premature on that three-point ball. Rebound by the Penguins. No good from Klarmenko on the putback. Just under 5 minutes to go here. Penguins getting a quick transition shot out of Lip. Penguins are there to rebound. Williams comes down with it. She is plastered by Deakins. And Flatten will take it up the right side very smoothly. So the Penguins getting to settle down and run their offense right here. 26 all in this game. Jackson finds Schellmeyer inside, who dishes it off to Williams, but she's blocked on her way in. 4:22 on the game clock, and the Penguins trying to muster up some kind of D. And Northwest goes outside with Crocker, whose shot comes off the rim and is rebounded by the Penguins. So Jackson now calling out more of the offense. She stands just in front of the Penguin logo, and she drives the right side. Is stopped on her way up. And so the Penguins now in transition. Just about lose this one to Emily Gray. We have an early whistle. Williams getting some very legitimate beef. She goes over to talk to first year coach Brianna Chambers. And some words going to the officials right in front of the radio booth right here. 3:53 on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. 26 all the score. Emily Gray is at the line for Northwest.
These are very interesting foul calls. Over there at the end of the court on our left, there should have been a foul call on the Deakins for huddling and grabbing and trying to steal the ball away from, I believe it was Flatten who had the ball, but they didn't call a foul, which was weird because, I mean, it's an obvious grab, but
so
I'm not the official.
Emily Gray making the Penguins pay for that official call. And so 28-26, Northwest in the lead. Williams will take it up the right side. She meets a double team, and she finds Klarmenko on the inside. She goes up for an easy two. Gotta love to see that. 28 all for the Penguins. Klarmenko again on defense. She'll block Elise Gray. Gotta love that. Big block coming from a solo transition play right there. Flatten again up the right side. She'll find Schellmeyer on the left, and Jackson will pass it back to Williams just at the left wing. She'll drive inside. Williams gets handled by Crocker on the left side, and so she'll be going to the line in just a moment here. 3:16, ladies and gentlemen. Great verse out of John. That is also the time on the clock. 28 all. Williams can make it 2 up for the Penguins. So, once again, going to remind you, DUC Radio is on AOL Instant Messenger. DJB will be receiving those. She'll be happy to talk to you. Just keep them clean. And so, 29-28, the Penguins in the lead. Here's Williams, Mr. Second. And so, the Deacons bring it back. Lip finds, who is that? Renner, underneath the hoop, but she can't do anything with it. And so, Northwest will reset at the top. And Renner goes baseline this time, throws up the ball. And, boy, Schellmeyer on the ground for that one. And Northwest barely came out with it. Schellmeyer fighting for the second rebound on their defensive side. And so Penguins have a chance to go up by 3 or 4. 2:40 left in the half here. Flatten working on the right side. She'll find Williams at the top of the key. She goes up. It's back off the backboard and off the front of the rim. Northwestern, a quick transition. Elise Gray barely gets up that layup, and it's good for 2. So the Penguins down by 1 now. 30-29, Northwest in the lead. Flatten now walks it back across. 2:17 on the clock. And Schellmeyer has it on the right side. And she finds Williams just at the top of the arc. And she'll work inside. Goes halfway down the key, working her moves. And she gets a great 2 ball right there. Just about 2 minutes to go. 31, the Baskin Robbins score for the Penguins. And a quick shot coming from Crocker for a long 2. And it is Gray to come down with it. And they get it inside to Renner, who tosses up a shot, but it bounces off the top of the backboard. So just under 2 minutes. And Renner will go to the line, the 5'7 sophomore out of Springfield, Oregon. And substituting in will be Sasha Krumbik and Karina Kwam, along with a couple Deacons. I'll have to make sure I get it right on their roster. So Schellmeyer and Klemenko coming out in for the Deacons. Amy Kroll and Katie Montieth. She's a 5'5 guard out of Roseburg, Oregon. So, the second one goes in from Renner. And it's all 31-31 flavors of November, ladies and gentlemen. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half here. The Penguins playing very good ball right here. Jackson now working the right side. She'll drill almost all the way to the baseline. Her ball comes off the backboard. Rebound, Elise Gray. Kroll will pass it ahead to Renner, who will have to swing it back. And Kroll finding an open lane. Tries to drive it, but gets a missed call right there as the Penguins now have the ball. I don't know exactly what gave it to the Penguins. And Flatten takes the inbounds pass, goes straight to Williams. She had a great idea right there. Flatten took it halfway across the floor, and Williams was there. The pass just barely out of the hands of Olivia Williams. So 1:21 in the first half to go here. Both teams in foul range. And Kroll will bring it across. And so we do have from the Lassa Tiano, check that, our instant messenger. We're getting help. And the Northwest Christian College mascot is the Beacons, not the Deacons. Thank you very much. Our listeners, the Beacons on defense now against the Penguins in the final minute of the first half here. Finally getting the mascot right. Jackson driving the lane. And boy, she was mauled on her way up. Plenty of fouls going on in the first half here. 48.5 on the clock. Roger Goodwin is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Women's volleyball was victorious against Bethany University.
Volleyball?
On Friday night. Yes, okay. That is women's volleyball, DJE. Thank you.
Just wondering.
And so Jackson at the line. She will sink her first ball. 32-31. The Penguins with a one-point lead here in the first half. Just about to head into the locker room, but Jackson gets this one to toilet bowl roll out into the hands of one of the Gray sisters. That's Elise Gray. And so Penguins now playing defense. Jackson with a steal. She'll go down the left side. Has to jump stop.
Yes!
Gets a jump shot to go in. 34-31. The Penguins on top just over 30 seconds. About a one-second delay on the shot clock. So Northwest can use their possession here, but they don't. And so they get it to Emily Gray, and she'll put it in for a two. Penguins will have the final possession here. 34-33. The Penguins on top by one. 14 seconds to go. Flatten in the left corner. She finds Krumick on the right. They bounce it inside to Kwam, who takes the shot off the heel. Williams the rebound. She'll go underneath. She's fouled. 4.8 on the clock. Williams will go to the line. Great work right there by the Penguin offense, using up plenty of the clock. They pass it around. Good ball movement here. And Williams inside, always working it hard. She's drawn more fouls than she's had buckets. And so she's sinks that first one. 35-33, the Penguins in the lead. Olivia Williams' second shot goes in. 36-33, as Kroll will try and bring it across for a last second shot. She gets all the way down to the block on the left side of the Penguins' key and flattened there to defend. It'll be a personal foul. And since the clock has expired, every other player will be just about walking off the court. But the officials are motioning them to stay on the court, but off the blocks. There will be no kind of rebounding going on right now. And so Kroll will be at the line with absolute silence in the Common Rec Center. So she sinks the first one. Time is at zero, ladies and gentlemen. It's not even 7 o'clock here. And Kroll misses the second one. Wide off the rim, and we have the Dominican dance team. I don't know what this is exactly, but it looks like, check that. I wanted to call them the dance team, but they're just the cheerleaders.
They're just the cheerleaders.
Not just the cheerleaders. They are the Dominican cheerleaders. And so they come on to do their halftime thing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, DU Radio having some live broadcast of women's basketball here. It's the Dominican University of California Penguins against the Northwest Christian College Beacons. Not the Deacons, thank you very much. The Lasso Tiano?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you very much, AOL Instant Messenger listeners. And it'll be about 15 minutes on the half. And we've got plenty of people in the Collin Rec Center. So, DJ E, some words on the first half here.
Well, as I've seen, everybody's kind of been everywhere with their defense. They've been on defense and then off defense and trying their defense. And I don't know where their defense is right now, but it's the Penguins are doing well. But I don't know. The rebounding and the defense needs a little work. I know it's tiring. I know they played last night, but if they can just try and get the rebounds, especially the really easy rebounds. If they see the ball go up, just grab it. Try and grab it. It's all you need. Then it's your ball.
You know, I think they were a little misled at the very beginning. Our Penguins had a little bit of a misleading confidence, would you call
yes,
that, DJ?
I would call
I
that
mean, because we were fairly ahead in the first part of the game. And, you know, that can give anybody a little more confidence and a little bit of a big head there. And then, you know, out of nowhere,
these ladies explode all over the court and they
exactly.
kick some butt. And
now
we're wondering.
I think this is going to be it because, you know, we are so close on the scoreboard right now. It's 36-34. I mean, if they don't get it together, they're probably having a lot of talks with their coaches in the locker rooms right now. And well-deserved and well-needed, really.
I hope so. I hope the ladies will come up with a little more defense because some of the shots the Beacons were taking were too easy. They were getting in the key. They were just dropping them down. You just push them out of the key, and that's all.
You know, but talking against the defense on the Penguins, but also the offense for the Penguins is also very, very on top of it. I mean,
thankfully,
so many beautiful three-pointers and two-pointers, just nothing but net. It was absolutely gorgeous out there tonight. Well, what do you think about it, DJ?
Well, it's a great thing to see, especially when ladies don't know where to go. They can't get in the key. They see their other teammates aren't open. They just take that shot. And that confidence that Flatten and Jackson have, it's beautiful. I love seeing them just take shots. They know that where they're standing. They know they're going to get it. It's good. I like that confidence.
You know, I like talking about confidence in basketball. I'd like to take a moment to take a shout-out to my little sister back in Wheatland, California. She actually called me up today. She's made the JV in her high school. She is only a freshman. Passed up the freshman basketball and went straight to JV.
Congratulations to her.
Knocking on 5'10 now. So she might be one of the Penguins soon.
Hopefully.
That would
be great.
So.
We'd love to have her.
You know, and I'm just, you know, so proud of her. And I'd like to make a shout out to everybody else that's listening that I texted.
Yeah.
I'm just having a wonderful time out here, and thank J-Wo for letting us guest star on his game show tonight. I know he could do it all by himself very well, as he's been doing, but play-by-play, very nice, J-Wo, thank you.
All right. So, we will be taking a break for DU Radio, DJ E, and DJ B. We're going to keep the AOL Instant Messenger up, but second half of women's basketball coming up. Once again, the score at the end of 20 minutes, 36-34. Penguins on top by two.
All right,
Here's more of that Indian unsigned artist here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. America, the faceless official said. People who give peace in Lebanon, trapped in the streets by bread. Morality was not discussed, so our politics was a religion. Grow in line with inspiration, the leaders go see the population. Hey! Too much. Where are the lines drawn? Is there no compassion? Where have your people gone? The bloodstained generation. Where are the missing? If they have a choice, this is where our machine guns sink. Drown it out, the people's voice. You're asking too much.
Welcome back to DUC Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is me. I am DJ B, here, sitting here with DJ E. Not that you'd get mixed up with the two letters. Mine is the second in the alphabet, and hers is the fourth. Fifth? No. It is the fifth. You can talk, though, DJ E. You
I
are
know.
Alive.
I know.
All right, so I guess I shouldn't be a librarian.
That's okay. You speak a different language. Wait, isn't in Italian, isn't E the fifth letter also?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not good with numbers today. That's why J-Wo is doing the count score and
yes.
the play-by-play.
That's why he's doing it.
But we have less than 3 minutes in our little break here. So, I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about the game? Or would you have any advice if you could give them to our players tonight, DJ?
Well, it's hard because I'm obviously not a coach, and I'm not as familiar with college basketball as I am pro basketball. But I would say, as much as you can, as fast as you can, pull down the rebounds. And if you see a bunch of people just hanging out there, try and avoid them. Try and avoid them when you go in. Because if you can go into the key and you can make those shots, and even if you can't make those shots, what you can do is get the foul call. If you can get the foul call, maybe, just maybe, you can shoot some, you know, free throws, and that would be great.
You know, one thing I noticed from the difference between last night and tonight, I came in and saw the second half of the men's team play last night, and it just seemed so much more vicious with the girls. I mean, the guys were flopping all over the gym here, but I mean, the girls are being shoved and pushed, and I'm afraid somebody's gonna break something.
Yeah, it's way more obvious to me when while I watch Lady Ball in college. The fouls seem a little bit more obvious. I think not that they don't mask it well, but that they just it gets going and you just push somebody and you're just trying to get to the basket and the foul is called on you. The men. I think sometimes men are a little bit more vicious and they just hide it really well. Elbow here, foot there, anything. I think men hide it just a little bit better, but the women sure are taking, it's like boxing out there, man. They're just getting pummeled.
Yeah, they're just taking it, too. I mean, I think our penguins over here, our lady penguins, actually have a bigger disadvantage because we are such a small playing team tonight. I mean, I'm looking over here, they're just, you know, practicing out on the court right now, and, you know, Northwest has so much more players on the field right now, and we have, like, literally five people over here are in our Lady Penguins.
I know, it's horrible. It's hard because when you're trying to transition in and put different people in, you don't have a lot of options when everybody's injured, so you got to put everybody you can out there, and it's hard because you're playing so much more minutes than you would. I can't talk. You can't count. I can't talk. It's good. They're playing more minutes than they're used to, so they're getting more tired, and it's a lot harder. I know for a fact that when you have a lot of injured people, I mean, what are you going to do? You have to put yourself out there.
Yeah, and now we have less than a minute here in the court for our half, and then we're starting into our second half with the Lady Penguins here at the Conlin Rec Center, and I think J-Wo is about to get hot and heavy on the mic here. Hey, J-Wo.
J-Wo back on the mic, always getting friendly. Thank you very much. DJ B and E doing a halftime extravaganza. Thank you, ladies.
No problem.
And we are back just about 30 seconds until we return to some more women's basketball here at the Conlin Rec Center. Northwest Christian, the Beacons, going up against the Penguins tonight. We are up on AOL Instant Messenger, and DJB is fielding those. I've got a good old stat sheet, courtesy of Brandon Davis, the Sports Information Director here at Dominican. And a quick run through here. Leaders for Northwest Christian, Mackenzie Gamgee, 3 of 4. And Emily Gray with 12 points for the Penguins, led by Olivia Williams with 11 points. Check that. That's Alicia Flatten with 13, Williams with 11. So play will resume here. Very evenly matched. The Penguins with 4 3-pointers in the first half. So Williams will be handing it off to Flatten as the Penguins are attacking the northern hoop. That's to my right as they will be defending on my left. 4 seconds into the game, we have another whistle. So, ladies and gentlemen, Flatten at the line.
These girls are pulling very, very quick fouls.
And that's what you need. If you can get into the key and get the referees to see that you're being fouled and they give you points, it's great. The hardest part is just making it in. And there
like
you go.
That.
Actually, that didn't look too hard for her.
No, that looked really easy.
Flatten gently threw it in.
Hardly moved the net right there. As that net actually had to be replaced last night as it was torn up. So the Penguins getting some full court press out of Jennifer Jackson. She's chasing Kroll all around the court. And Flatten drops down to a knee on that one. And another whistle. Loose ball called. Looks like it'll be Penguin ball right here. 38-34, the Penguins in the lead.
That's some feisty defense right there.
I think they got some good news from their coaches.
Flatten brought it up the left side and did a nice jump stop. Her shot missed just tall off the backboard. More full court press from Jackson and Flatten. And the Penguins have pushed Northwest to shoot a three ball. And that one came from Mackenzie Gamby, one of the strong players for the Beacons. And they get one to fall in. E, did you get a line on who scored that one?
No, I did not.
That was number 12. I'm not quite sure what her name is.
12, that's Emily Gray, one of the other Penguin killers in the first half. Quam working up the top of the key right there, and she's called for a travel. So the Penguins have to turn the ball over. 38-36, 2 points the Penguin lead, just as it was all half long. And Jackson now working on Kroll. And defense called from the Penguin sideline and bench. Gray now working at the top of the key. She hands it off to Mackenzie Gamby. Very Gumby-like as she moves about the key. And the Penguins field it, passing it all the way up. Williams at the top of the arc. She passes it straight into the hands of Kristen Nelson. And it's over and back by Jennifer Jackson, as she was going for a loose ball. I don't know how you would call that over and back. Possession clearly out of the Penguins' hands. But nonetheless, the Beacons will take control this time. 18:36 on the clock. Flatten now coming out to Nelson on the ball. And Lip goes inside to Gray, who finds an open Gamby on the opposite end of the court, but sends it out of bounds, and it'll be Quam to inbound for the Penguins.
Wow, I mean, the whistle's being blown more than you would hear at a public swimming pool, J-Lo.
Exactly. Officials are quick on their whistles this evening. Crew McNow in the left wing, working the ball for the first time in this half. Quam goes inside. Very good move. She had a great shot, but as she's drifting into the middle and no good off the heel. So quick transition here. Lip to Gray. That's Emily Gray, by the way. Elise Gray on the bench right now for Northwest. And foul called. Check that. Possession just goes over to the Penguins. Just under 18 minutes. Penguins with a two-point lead, flattened very casually, moving about the defense. And she'll pop up for a left wing three. First three of this half. 41-36. The Penguins on top. Jackson now defending. And they get it into Gray, who falls to the floor, guarded by Williams and Krumick. Down there on the left side of the lane, near side, if I can use that term.
CJ, well, that's the aggression that DJE and I were talking about earlier.
Exactly. Girls are going down hard onto the Conlon rec center floor. Gray, one of those. She's very tall, stands at a 6 foot. She's a junior, and she's at the line. She sunk her first shot, 41-37. The Penguins with a four-point lead. Working on my counting. Quam comes up with an outstretched rebound, and she'll pass it off to Jackson, who will trot off just like Flatten, but it's knocked away by Kristen Nelson. And so the Penguins will get the side out here.
And then we have the sisters back out there now, the Gray sisters.
Elise Gray came in on that last whistle, in for Mackenzie Gamby. So Flatten now looking for an open passer right there. An open receiver, but to no avail. She'll run the offense. She suits up a long three, and I don't know what happened. She got tangled up going in for her own rebound, and she's limping as Williams puts up a great jump shot, and she scores two for the Penguins. Whistle called here, and Shell Minor trot over to the scorer's table, and Flatten says, no, I want to keep playing on this one.
She can't. She can hardly walk, and she's crying. Oh, God, that looks extremely painful.
Walk off on her own power, ladies and gentlemen. A little hobbled from that last interaction. 17 on the clock. Schellmeyer in, and so the Penguins working now on defense. Nelson went straight up and found Schellmeyer for the rebound. Jackson now to take point here. Kroll on her very tight. Kroll slipping on the Conlon Rec Center floor, although we do know that it is very dry. Her own accord on the slip. Williams now working the right side of the lane. She's tapped as she goes up for a shot. Northwest comes down with it. Kroll passes it off to Nelson in the right wing. And they move inside to Gray. And she'll get it to bounce off the backboard and in. So Gray's been the inside weapon for the Beacons. And Jackson does a behind-the-back crossover. But the whistle's called. And boy, it doesn't seem like we can go too long without a whistle. Here's Klemenko will come in for Williams. 16-16 on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, DJE, DJB, both on color commentary tonight to help out J-Wo. And so, just about 16 minutes approaching here. And Simone Schellmeyer will bounce it off of the foot of Nelson, and the Penguins will have to inbound pass it here as our officials are saying hi to the Penguin bench. And Schellmeyer will find an open pass right here. A receiver, Jennifer Jackson. She'll get it to Quam at the top of the arc, swinging around to Krumick on the left side. They go underneath to Klemenko, who does a beautiful turnaround with a two-handed top shot off the boards for two. 45-39, the Penguin lead. And so Gray now working inside again.
Wow.
Jennifer Jackson right on top of her. And boy, she had all ball right there. She was just going practically under the legs of Gray right there. Nearly had a great clean turnover. Whistles called. Northwest will inbound from the baseline. So the Penguins steal it away. Klemenko on the D right there. 15:35 on the clock. Jennifer Jackson will bring it down for the Penguins offense. And here we go. Krumick pushed from behind as she tried to field that pass. Chambers knows exactly what I saw. And she is absolutely frustrated. And Northwest will have the possession on this one. Krumick giving some full court press right here for the Penguins. Just under 15:30 here. Jennifer Jackson running it with Kroll down the left side. Kroll going to the baseline. And a push called on Jackson, who had her hands up in defense the entire time. I don't know about that one call. So, Northwest getting a couple whistles going their way. 45-39 still the Penguin lead on this one. And so the inbounds goes to Elise Gray, whose shot goes just shallow off the rim. Jackson there to put two hands on it. And she'll bring it all the way to the top of the arc. Hands it off to Quam, who wall passes it back. They find Schellmeyer inside. She'll travel. And that shot would have gone in on the putback. 15:02 on the clock. So Kroll will be walking it up. She's yelling out instructions with her coach on sideline. Some substitutes to come in for the Beacons. Charlie Oles, head coach for the Beacons in his fourth season. Brianna Chamberson, her first stint as head coach for the Penguins. And a good call there. Kristen Nelson with a travel along the baseline on the offensive side. So the Penguins get a turnover there. Much needed whistle. Every whistle seemed to be going against the black and gold right there for a little bit. And so Jackson now to walk it across the timeline. She'll find Krumick on the right side, who tripped it up with Lori Renner, who came in on the last whistle. They go inside to Klermenko, and her shot's just short off the backboard and rim. Jackson trying to get in on the rebound, but it's Mackenzie Gamby to come up with it. Renner now on the right side, swings it out to Kroll at the top of the arc. She calls out the offense defense. The call coming from the audience and the Penguin bench. Renner now working it inside to Elise Gray. Quam comes up to defend, but gets a call. Whistle not going the Penguins' way. Gray will be at the line. That's Elise Gray, ladies and gentlemen. The sisterly combo working on the Penguins right now. Both are juniors and among the taller players on the field right now. 14:12 on the clock. The Penguins still with a 45-40 lead at this point. Lot of defense going on in the second half. Once again, less personal fouls, but more whistles than ever. Jackson getting instruction from Coach Chambers. And Gray's second shot is a swish, nothing but net. So the Penguin lead down to just four right now. Klemenko inbounded it to Jennifer Jackson. So Jackson now calling out some offense, gets it to Krumick at the top of the arc, and her air ball goes just beyond the cheerleaders there. Just under 14 minutes, excuse me. Wearing number 14 is Kroll, who will bring it across for the Beacons. And Penguins looking to play some defense here, getting another chance on O. And so Elise Gray popping up a three-pointer. That's a swish. She was wide open for that shot. So the Penguins will have Jennifer Jackson in quick transition here. They aren't even waiting until Schellmeyer gets down there. And Jackson goes all the way under the hoop. Tries a very pretty layup shot. But in transition, the Penguins lose it to Elise Gray all the way down the other end. And she is fouled before the shot. 44-45. The Penguins with a one-point lead. Inbounds coming from Renner to Kroll. And she's inside, pops it outside to Gray in a nearly identical shot, and she does an identical result. A swish field goal, 47-45 in favor of the Beacons. 3:20 on the clock.
Wow. Maybe we shouldn't force them out of the key to make three-pointers. Maybe we should just get the ball from them instead.
Boy, we haven't seen shooting like that from the Beacons all half until now.
You know, I was just looking over there at Flatten over there at the at getting bandaged up, and it was indeed not her knee, but her ankle.
Oh.
So now she doesn't. Not only has her knee bandaged up, her other knee is tending a Band-Aid. She now has her ankle of that same bad knee. So now that her whole right leg is completely bandaged virtually from her toes up to her knee.
That's horrible.
So we'll see if Flynn gets back into play. I know she's very tough. She'll be looking to come back in later, I'm sure. But she does remain on the bench right here.
I'm kind of worried about the Lady Penguins right now because she was their main scorer. You know, she was making a lot of the shots
in
the first
half.
And if she's not going back in the second half, I don't know what we're going to do.
Flynn, the point guard and the leader on the team. Jennifer Jackson, though, a senior on the squad. Most experienced and very capable of leadership, as I'm sure. And she now passes the ball off to Krumick on the right side. And they get it to Schellmeyer, who brings it out to the right wing. And she travels before she passes it to Klarmenko. So without Flatten, the Penguins trying to get their motivation right here. And we'll see where they get their scoring from, as the Penguins will have to recuperate and show their depth right now. Elise Gray working on Klarmenko. Now out to Gamby, who swings it out to Crocker. That's Janneke Crocker, who came in on the last whistle. Renner now works it into Kroll, who gets fouled from behind by Jackson as she came up, tried to steal the ball away. 12:40 on the clock. Coming in is Olivia Williams for Karina Kwom. 47 the point total for the Beacons, 45 for the Penguins. And so Jackson says hello to some fans right there, Dominican faithful, showing up for the ladies this evening. It'll be inbounds for the Northwest Christian. Crocker sends up a three ball, just tall, too far, and Jackson comes down with the rebound. 12:30, the time on the clock. And so Jackson will bring it out to Krumick on the left side. She is very close pressed for space.
Very nice, very nice.
A beautiful underneath the baseline shot.
Lovely assist, too.
Assist to Jennifer Jackson. Great play right there from the guards. So now Elise Gray working on Williams. She hands it off to Renner, who shoots a three ball just beyond the arc. And Renner, check that, Gray will save it. Elise running all the way out to the right corner. She's going to go inside to Gamby. And Klarmenko comes down with it on the miss. Great job right there. 47 all. And Jennifer Jackson goes inside to Williams underneath the hoop. And it's no avail on the loose ball. Kroll comes up with it and she'll transition. But it's 1-on-4. No chance right there. She'll wait for the rest of her teammates. She gets it inside to Gamby. And a whistle called. First one for a while. I kind of like that without whistles. How basketball should be. And I have good news, ladies and gentlemen. Flynn was at the score table. She'll be tapping out. Jennifer Jackson Kwom will come in for Klarmenko. And so 11:30 now to play here. Substitutions also come in on Northwest side. This is number 5, Tana Lofton. And out goes Crocker. And Lip came back in for the Beacons, as well as the other Gray, that's Emily, is number 12. So Lofton will play one of the guards for Northwest. Gray shooting up a great shot there. Emily with a big three-point ball. Both the Gray sisters now trying to back on defense, and a three-point lead for the Beacons. And a whistle called on Alicia Flynn. I don't know what that one was. And so it looks like it'll still be Penguin ball, as the Penguins with a three-point deficit right now. 11:11 on the clock. Flynn takes it back in. Finds Krumick in the left side for a corner three ball. Penguins tie it right back. 11 minutes to play. Lip lobs it down to the Penguin defensive side, and Grape dishes it out to Renner on the left side. Her long two ball is no good. Penguins and Deacons, check that, Beacons, at 50 points apiece. Schellmeyer on the left side. She is looking, and Flynn comes up with it. Krumick now with the jump pass. Check that jump catch on the right side. She'll go across the lane. Finds Kwom on the right side. Kwom will put it up to the heel. Krumick there to rebound, but Gray is there to take it away. Check that. That's Emily Gray, not Elise. Elise Gray under the hoop in transition for the Beacons, as the Beacons score their one of their first transition points of the half. And so, big scent right there. Penguins down by two. Flatten working up for three ball. Oh, baby. About 21 feet out. Three ball, 53-52. Just inside 10 minutes to go. Penguins with a one-point lead. Very close game, as it has been all night. And Elise Gray will pass it into Renner, who drives the right lane. Quam keeps it out.
Oh, and they're on the
knocks
ground.
Knocks it away. Renner hits the floor. Schellmeyer in defense hits the floor. Penguins get the ball on this one.
Thankfully.
Absolutely. DJE always thankful that the Penguins have possession of the ball, because control of the ball means control of the game. And the Penguins, with 9:30, have a one-point lead and a chance to go up by three or more right here. Krumick now on the right wing, working inside, looking for Quam. She fires up a three ball off the back. And boy, oh boy, it hit the very back of the rim and the back of the top of the backboard. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great half thus far. Just inside 10 minutes, Lip is back for Northwest, and they find Elise Gray inside. The intended pass is just long, and so it's a turnover right here, and the Penguins still with a one-point lead. E rubbing her fingers in anticipation of the Penguins taking a big chunk of the lead out of this one. Big Penguin screens going up here, and Williams fires up a three ball off the rim, and it dances around. Elise Gray comes up with it, and there goes Lofton on the right side. She goes inside. It's called a travel, and Emily Gray comes up with it, and so there it is. Penguins doing a great job. And Alicia Flatten now to run the offense, getting instruction from Brianna Chambers and the rest of the Dominican coaches on the bench. So Krumick to run it from the right wing. Once again, had Quam and Schellmeyer down there low. 8:37 on the clock, and the Penguins turn it over right there. So no half, all half-court play right now, as Lip will bring it in for Northwest. Emily Gray will work on Quam. Goes into the lane. Big block from Quam. And the loose ball garners a whistle. Officials signify that 1-2, the number 12, is responsible for this one. Emily Gray drawing the whistle. No sense of foul trouble just yet. And Flatten will walk it across. Finds Schellmeyer just on the right wing, covered by Lofton. Williams puts up a three ball. Her first basket in a long while. She scores three for the Penguins. 56-42 for the Penguins. Lib comes back real quick. Drops the ball off for Renner. They go inside to Gray, who's stolen away by Flatten.
Beautiful.
She'll work on Lib as she jumps in transition and goes off the backboard. And rebound Northwest. Lib meeting a Flatten inside their half. And Lip goes all the way down to just in front of the free throw line. Gets the ball to bounce in. Timeout called. 7:37 on the clock. 56-54. Penguins with a two-point lead.
What so. I want are those rebounds. I see these ladies taking crazy shots, and I need them to have those rebounds. That's all I want. All I want is for them to just jump up and get the ball.
Exactly. It takes some fighting out, some boxing out. And I know you love that boxing going on.
You know, one thing that I noticed is that, you know, the point guards for both the women's and the men's have sprained their ankles this past couple of nights in this tournament. I mean, last night it was Alistair Flack going out in the beginning of the game, and it completely threw off our men Penguins. And now for the women, you know, we have Flatten, who is, you know, kind of limping around, but doing a very good job at still, you know, doing her job here on the court tonight.
And I know these men and women are very tough. Flatten coming back from some hobbling going on early on in this game. And she's back, seems like full strength to me. She's playing very beautifully. The Penguins finally putting up some great jump shots and forcing Northwest to cover them outside. And so Quam now to inbound to Sasha Krumick. Krumick wearing the number 4, sophomore, hands it off to Flatten into the left corner. She's mauled and Kroll is there. She'll pass it off to Gray, and Gray will hit the floor. She was barely hit on the hand, and she went all the way down to the Conlin Rec Center floor. And she will be going to the line for this one. 56-54, the Penguins with 2 points.
It's different to see in ladies' ball that Sasha Krumick reaches out her hand and she's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" to the other players. In men's ball, you don't normally see that. You see them go down and sometimes they'll, you know, look at them and be like, "Oh, you fell down," and then walk away. But in ladies' ball, there's sometimes more compassion off the court. It's very interesting to see.
You know, it's funny you say that DJE, because I was thinking that exact thought.
It's strange.
So Gray sunk those first two to even up the score. And Northwest pushing their full court press allowed Flatten to get it across finally. Flatten now working on Lip as she dribbles around. Williams looks at a three, goes inside, pivots at the very corner of the key. Flatten finds a three ball, rebound Schellmeyer. Boy, everyone thought it was out of bounds and everything because it was an air ball. Shot clock going down. Williams barely gets it in, just off the inside of the rim, and it's still 56-56. Just inside 7 minutes to go. A three ball by Elise Gray. Rebound by Nelson, and the ball goes up for three from Jackie Lip. So the Penguins with some very tough offensive transitions right there. And it'll be Williams now to work off of the arc. She'll drive inside to the lane, and it's off the backboard. Rebound Kroll. Kroll drives up the right side, gets past Krumick, shovels it over to Nelson on the left side, who boxes out for her own rebound. Lip comes back with a putback. But there's some great heads-up play from Lip right there. Lip scores an easy two, and she gets in on the defensive end and steals one away from Flatten. Don't see that very often. Flatten, very tough, very rarely she give up an interception like that. And so substituting in, Claire Menko comes in for Schellmeyer. 6:07 on the clock. And the Penguins have 5 points to go before they tie this one back up.
And the ref over there mopping up the Conlin Rec Center floor.
Exactly.
Can't have it be wet.
I imagine it will come in the men's game. The towels will come out once again. And we'll make sure the Conlin Rec Center does not become a pool. And so Northwest now on the offensive end gets the inbounds from the baseline. Emily Gray now working on Quam. She goes up the right side, gets it to bounce off the backboard and in. 2 points now, 7 points the lead for the Beacons. So Flatten now to bring the Penguins back to the score here. And she comes up off the left side, drives
beautiful.
It, does great work exactly along that left side and gets the easiest to it. She made it look easy. Elise Gray now showing, is that Emily Gray? That's Emily Gray, number 12. She chucked up a three ball, no good, not even close.
But we had the rebound, and that's what I wanted.
In the rebound, the Penguins get it. Quam to inbound. Flatten will run it up the floor. Williams found open. She has Claire Menko there as well.
And
a whistle comes before the ball reaches the basket. And Williams will be at the line. And I got to tell you, Williams has been at the line more than she's been on the floor, it seems like. And if I go back to my stats here, she has some great shooting from the free throw line. 5 of 6 in the first half. And she sinks that one. So the Penguins make it 59. And the Beacons with 63. Out goes Elise Gray. In comes Mackenzie Gamby. Kroll now to manage the offense for Northwest. Northwest Beacons with a 3 point lead. And so there they go. Kroll now working on Flatten on the left side. Elise Flatten is there. She gets a hand up, but a whistle's called on her. And she knows in frustration that her foul is a personal one. And so the Beacons will shoot free throws from here on out in this half. Penguins are about one foul away from getting in the same spot. 5:10 on the clock. Kroll increases the Beacon lead to 4 points. Jennifer Jackson to come back in for Sasha Krumick. Krumick with some great work right there once again. men to follow this one. So it's not going to end in a few minutes here. 7:36 the time on the clock. And so another field goal goes in from the free throw. And the Penguins now down by 5. 5:10 left on the clock. Plenty of time for the Penguins to overtake.
It's a hard thing because those fouls can go both ways. I mean, if you can get the fouls called on you, you can get the free throws. Unfortunately, if you get fouls on your team, they go for free throws on the other team. So it's a hard call. I mean, fouls are good and fouls are bad. So you have to really work as hard as you can to... If you're going to foul less, obviously. If you're going to throw an elbow, throw a little elbow. If you're going to shove, do a little shove. Honestly. I mean, it's hard because, like, I know how it is. Sometimes you just want to hit him. I know, but you got to do it less obviously so we can get the ball back.
And that's very true, DJE, but I think with 5 minutes, almost less than 5 minutes left in the game, I mean, 5 points under, I mean, I think everything's just, it's down to the wire at this point because it's anybody's game and it's just so stressful. And adrenaline is pumping. It's still early on in the evening and the girls just want to win it and they want to take
absolutely.
It home.
I would want to, too, and that's why you have to be careful with your fouls, especially.
And so the Penguins, needing just two more fouls till they're in the bonus, the Beacons are already there. So 5:10 to go here. Play will resume. Jackson to run the offense for the Penguins. As I was going to mention, turnovers are showing up a little less here in the second half. And so that could be the key right here. The team that makes the least amount of mistakes will be victorious come zero on the game clock. And so Quam now gets it over to Jackson, who tosses it inside to Claire Manku, who goes up, and her miss garners a mixed-up rebound there. Loose ball, and it'll go to the Penguins. On the whistle comes in Simone Schellmeyer. She'll be coming in just a moment. Officials holding up hands, not letting her come in, but she'll be in for Claire Manku. And so... Flatten now at the baseline, saying hi to the cheerleaders. She'll inbound it to Jennifer Jackson. And Williams now working on Nelson there.
Yes.
Mismatch big time. And Williams scores an easy two. 62-65. Penguins with the three-point deficit. And Lip now working the right side of the baseline. Big old foul as Jackson goes down. And the shot goes up. And... big shouts coming from Brianna Chambers here, 17 on the shot, but Jackson is down on the floor.
Oh,
she's very
no.
slow to get up here. Jesse Maza in the house. He is right there to help her up, and he's actually not helping her up just yet. And Penguin coach is coming out. Jennifer Jackson. Boy, the Conlin Rec Center goes dead silent at this point. 4:25 on the clock. Penguins are down by three.
We've seen two ladies go down. Ugh.
Exactly, and the worst part about that is it's both Penguins' point guards at that.
And that's difficult, because point guards really do keep the pace of the game. I mean, they direct everybody, they get the assists and everything.
You know, I think I completely agree with the coach's frustration, because those girls were playing all around her as she was on the ground for a good 10 seconds.
And it's hard, because you're, you know, screaming, stop, stop, she can't get up, like... stop the game. And it's hard because, I mean, it looks like you're going to get up, and then you can't. So it is a hard call to make, especially for a referee. But, I mean, when you see someone writhing in pain...
There you go. She's getting up. All right.
Oh, thank goodness.
So Jackson is up on her own power. She's walking towards the bench there.
It looks like...
leaning a couple times. She gets a hand slap from Jackie Lip on the Beacon side, and Jackson's getting ready to... come out, and Sasha will give her a breather right here.
I think she might have gotten hit in the head, J-Well. I mean, she looked a little groggy, a little
it's
got to
be
there.
It. No other physical detriments going on. So, Flatten now running the right side, saying hi to her bench players right there, and she goes into Williams. Flatten once again coming around the left side, goes to Quam. Quam will throw up a shot, and Schellmeyer's there to rebound, and a good put back for two. Penguins now bring it to within one. 4 minutes to go here.
I think that one was for their fallen comrade there, J-Lo.
That's exactly it. This late in the game has got to be a big boost to morale, even if it is an injury. And so the Penguins now playing as feisty as ever. Flattened all over Lip. And Lip finally squeezes away, gets past Baum, and scores an answering two ball. So Flattened now will run it up the court. 3:35 to go here. Second half. And the Beacons are up by 3:67-64. Flattened now running right to left. And then Quam throws up another shot just off the front of the rim. Kroll with the rebound in transition. Flattened there to defend. No good is the shot from Kroll. And Quam was there to rebound, but in the loose ball, he goes out of bounds. And Jennifer Jackson will come back in. Wonderful news, ladies and gentlemen.
She's okay.
And Krulink will come out. Good minute of work right there. And Kroll will inbound it to Gamby. Her pass is mishandled. Jackson now to run down the right side. She'll go up, and she falls.
Again.
She is absolutely met mid-air by Northwest Christian College player. That is Kristen Nelson on defense. And so Jackson goes to the line, 3:09 on the clock. Six personal fouls. And now, check that, the Penguins are now in foul bonus. They will shoot from the free throw line from now on. Jackson sinks this one for 1 point. 2 points is the lead for the Beacons. Instructions coming from Amy Kroll and her fellow Beacons. Schellmeyer and Flattened standing back as Jackson sinks her second. It'll be 67-66 in favor of Northwest. And the Penguins now pressing full court. Quam and Schellmeyer and Jackson all up in Northwest face right here. Jackson barely able to let Kroll over. 3 minutes to go here. Gamby. Check that. That's not Gamby. That's Emily Gray down there. She had the easiest bucket right there. I wish Penguins could have that defensive setback. And so Flattened now calling out instruction to her teammates as she works the left side. She loves that left side. Jumps up for a shot. Jackson is there to rebound. Jackson falls back from that fadeaway, but it's no good. And so
two and a half minutes with only 3 points under. We got to get it on or we're not going to be able to make this.
And so just under 2.5, Flattened now one-handed passes it down to Williams, who sends it to Jackson, and it's blocked by Gray. She passed it to a Penguin cheerleader, and so the Penguins will have it from the baseline. Flattened will inbound it right here. 3 points the deficit for the Penguins. Williams gets the jump shot, jump pass, excuse me. And she hits the floor at some point, away from the ball. Her shot was an air ball. 2:14 on the clock. Chambers not in her seat. And the Penguins going to play full court press right here as Nelson to inbound it for the Beacons. And the Penguins going to need huge defensive sets here in the coming 2 minutes. And so they finally get it into Emily Gray, and Lip will run it around the court, and she'll have an open lane to the basket. Williams is there to defend. And the other Gray sister sinks a big three ball, and that hurts big time. 72-66, timeout called by Chambers. Just inside 2 minutes. It's the two-minute warning, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some more Indian unsigned artists right now as E and B on the mics right here.
This is so intense
and hard. And, I mean, they have to play like this is their last game in the whole universe, that everything's just going to end after this. They need every ball, and I know they're tired. I know the Penguin ladies don't have that many people on the court, but they have to scrape by, and they have to get that ball. If they're going to win, they got to get their hands on that ball.
You know, they got to really play like the underdogs and fight back. I mean, we know Penguins down in Antarctica are, you know, going through their winter and are just, you know, they just got to pummel through this snow and ice that these Northwesterns are giving them.
So back in action here, Northwest with a lead of 72-66. Quam getting it in, mishandled by Jackson as Lip was right there to defend, and Kroll now to manage the offense for the Beacons. Nelson working against the defense called by the Penguin bench and crowds. Kroll now crossing over from the right side. A big three ball from Emily Gray, and that absolutely drives a dagger deeper into the Penguins. 75-66. Penguins going to fight back right here from Flatten for three.
Yes!
He sinks this one. Absolutely beautiful. Exactly what they need. Full court press once again coming back as the Penguins need to defend right here. 75-69. Jackson a steal. And she does a crossover. And Lip hits the floor. Whistles fly. 1:19 on the clock, 75-69. Penguins have 6 points to go before they push overtime or the win. And the men's teams are in waiting right now. And so the officials calling out the foul on this one. Jennifer Jackson now at the line. Lip had a miss defense right there.
Beautiful.
Jackson will drop that first one, 70-75, 5 points the deficit. Chambers still on her feet. Jesse Mazza in the house, also on his feet as well. Jackson focuses on the shot here, and that's a perfect one.
Wonderful.
Nothing but the net, hardly even touched the net. 4 points the deficit, and Kroll now working on the Penguins' defense. Lip to manage from the left side. Kroll very deep on the left side, and Jackson with quick hands. Nearly gets it inside Kroll's arms and gets called for a penalty. Krumick will come in for Jackson. And 1:07 on the clock. That's 67 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. 75-71. The Beacon lead right now. Both teams in the foul bonus. And so Kroll now at the line has a chance to increase the Northwest lead. Timeout's called. And so it'll be timeout called by the Beacons.
It's hard watching those tall gray sisters make 3-point shots. You just want to stop them somehow. Jump on the court and be like, no. Throw your arms up in front of their face. Don't.
You know, and really that's what the Penguins should be doing right now. I mean, they're
letting
them,
just
watching them, you know, swish these beautiful three-pointers, if I can say that about our opposite team. But, I mean, it's absolutely brutal because it's not even that they're leading by a whole, like, 60 million points either. It's only four, and we have almost a minute left in the game. I mean, they can do it, but they've got to work it hard, work it fast, and get in there.
And defend. They need to defend. They can't let those ladies, they'll force them out of the key, but then they got to throw up their hands in their face right when they're at the three, the arc, because they just have to. They have to.
And so, 10 minutes till 8, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in for this Saturday evening broadcast. 67 seconds to go. And the Penguins have 4 points to go before they tie up the Northwest Beacons. Amy Kroll still at the line. She has two baskets to shoot in here. Two free throws. 67 seconds. Plenty of time for the Penguins. Check that. Not two, but one. And so Shimon Schellmeyer comes down with the ball. And so Krumick now passes it back to Schellmeyer, who gets it to Quam in the left corner. And she is looking for options. Schellmeyer hands it off to Flatten, who goes up baseline for a jump shot, and it goes in and out. And the Penguins need defense big time right here. 45 seconds to go, and the Penguins need to stop. They might suggest fouling at this point. And
would
so
be good.
Williams working on Gray.
But that rebounding Schellmeyer is what we need.
Schellmeyer picks up the rebound, and Flatten will run it up the court. And she looks for a three ball. And it's just off the right side of the ring. Williams to rebound. She goes inside to Quam, but she's not there. And Lip comes up with the ball. And the Penguins now needing full court press. And so Flatten now running around. Nelson and Kroll passing it back and forth. Flatten will foul. 12.6 seconds to go. It's about time here. And so the Penguins need to run the ball here. Score the points here. 12.6 to go. And the officials will need to stop the clock with their whistles for this one.
It's hard, too, because when you have so little time left, especially under a minute, your choices are try and defend as best you can or foul to get more time on the clock, to keep that time and hope that your opponent will not make the free throws. It's a really hard choice.
The Penguins have now 6 points to go. Quam inbounds to Flatten, who's plastered by two folks. And so Schellmeyer to Williams to get it out to the right side with Krumick. Quam mishandles the pass. She finds Flatten coming up the right side. And Williams now from the corner of the key at the buzzer. It's no good. And so the Penguins drop this one in the final minute. It was so close. 67. Check that. 77. 71. The Penguins, boy, that final minute really flew by. And boy, Penguins have to hold their head high. They played very good competition down the stretch there and played despite some frightening near injuries. Northwest using their substitutions, their players, and plenty of talent. A lot of that coming from the Gray sisters, both of them able to hit key threes that just absolutely hurt the Penguins. And so thank you for listening in, ladies and gentlemen, but stay tuned. Men coming up, they're ready in the wings. They are just about to fill the floor with a warm-up. So we'll have more action after a quick recap right here. E and B on the mics right now.
You know those Gray sisters, I mean, I saw them out on the court, and it almost made me wish that they weren't really being cooperative. Maybe they could be sibling rivalry, or, you know,
maybe someone's better than the other. Yeah, that
would
be nice.
I mean,
that would have been great.
But no, they were in sync. They were on top of it. They were always there for each other's passes once they were on the court. They made those awesome three-pointers, but it was also because of their height. I mean, they were towering over half of the girls that are on the court tonight.
It's hard when there's such a mismatch, too, because if you've got little tiny players and then big players on the other team, who's going to defend them? Who's going to stop them? Who's going to throw those hands up in their face? I mean, if you got someone who's 5'6", 5'7", and you got someone who's 6 foot, there is it's a small difference when you're standing next to each other, but when you're playing basketball, it's a huge difference, and it's a hard thing to try and understand and try and get to. It's the height difference, and especially that in sync with, especially sisters. When you get siblings on the court, you know, sometimes they're just so cooperative, and it's very difficult.
I mean, they sometimes have to just that psychic moment, huh, DJ? I don't know if you've ever had that with any of your siblings. That moment where you're trying to make sure that everybody's hidden the cookies, that no one's actually eaten any before dinner, and your mom and dad don't find out. But of course, moms always know, huh, DJ?
Oh, it's so true. And that's why the Gray sisters are probably in basketball, because like hiding secrets from their parents, I'm sure they're very good and cooperative in basketball and any other sport they play. So props to them, even though they're on the opponent's team. Good ball handling skills, amazing three-point shots. Excellent.
So, DJB, DJE, we're still going to be alongside for the men's game. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll be back on the air. But until then, this is Jay Woe sending you out to more DU Radio and independent bands and unsigned artists. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with men's basketball. That'll be the Penguins and the Northwest Christian Beacons. Here we go, radio.dominican.edu. Get out, get out, let's go.